If you have not turned already in your Bible, the pew Bible in front of you, please turn to James chapter 3. We have finished our series on issues of change, and a few weeks ago, I mentioned that after that series, we would be doing a four-week series, just a short one, on the topic of gossip and resisting gossip. It was very interesting. A really good friend of mine, pastor back in the Allegheny District of the Free Church, went to seminary together. He went to school to get his doctorate, and his final paper was on gossip. And they took it, they liked it so much that they turned it into a book. It's called Resisting Gossip. Matt Mitchell is his name. And our sermon series is going to be based loosely, tightly. Some of you know me. All I am is plagiarism. Christ is real. So, you know, in reading this book, it's the only book, it's the best book I've ever read on the subject. Had the opportunity to be one of the first readers for Matt before it went to publishing and you know, give my thoughts and corrections. But I thought just for a couple of minutes to give Matt the floor and let him tell you a little bit about where we're headed. Elizabeth, could you roll that video?
Gossip is so hard to resist. For one thing, it's hard to define. What makes gossip gossip? When is it just small talk and when is it sinful talk? What makes gossip wrong? Is it when it's said? Who says it? To whom it's told? Is it always a lie or a rumor or malicious? Gossip doesn't come with a warning label. Wouldn't it be great if a sign would flash above the heads of the people you're talking with? Warning! The contents of the next conversation contain sinful gossip. Use extreme caution. But that's not what happens anyway, is it? Nope, normally there you are just talking with someone and out of nowhere, this juicy piece of news about someone else presents itself and asks you to swallow it. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:8, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. Gossip is really hard to resist. It's like a bowl of potato chips left by itself on the kitchen counter. What would happen at your house if Mom put a bowl of salty chips out on the counter in the late afternoon? Well, I don't know about your family, but at our place, they'd be going like that. What happens if you eat the whole bowl of chips by yourself? You're going to be sick. Gossip is like that. It goes down to a man's inmost parts. Gossip tastes great going down, but it has a poisonous effect on our hearts. And gossip hurts people. The Bible says, reckless words pierce like a sword. It's like a spark ready to set off a bomb. I'll bet you know how it feels to be gossiped about. I know I do. So we've got to get a handle on this problem. The good news is that God has provided in His Word everything we need to resist the sin of gossip. The Bible teaches us how to recognize gossip for what it is and where it comes from, the heart. And God is faithful. He'll not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He'll also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Resisting Gossip will be available September 3rd, 2013 from CLC Publications. With a foreword by Ed Welch of CCEF, Resisting Gossip includes study questions for group discussion and a bonus chapter for church leaders on how to cultivate a gossip-resistant church. For more information, go to resistinggossip.com.
If you would like a copy of the book, we can also order it from the publishing house known as Next Step Resources, but that is available for anybody. Ever since making the announcement about this series, it was very interesting to watch the process, to step back and knowing that we were going to be doing this, and people approaching me and you approaching each other and with the questions about this issue, gossip. And as Matt mentioned, there are some problems, but as we approach each other and we think about this idea, we ask the questions, Or we start the sentence by saying, "Pastor, this is probably gossip, but..." Or, "Do you think that what I just said was gossip?" Or, "I know it was gossip, but I couldn't help it." Gossip is hard to resist for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it's because it's very hard to identify. It's slippery and it's difficult to know what is and what isn't gossip. Because we talk so much. We talk about each other. We talk about our lives. We talk. We're given to it. We think that gossip isn't really all that bad. That we really don't hurt people when we gossip because they never hear it. And so we're free to just, in confidence, talk to one another. It's also hard to resist, not only because it's hard to identify because we don't think it's that bad, but also because it's absolutely everywhere. You go to Walmart, you go to Alan Laura's, you're in the checkout line, and there's a tabloid that is nothing but gossip. Every word on every page, and some advertisements for some aliens or something. I don't know. But it's everywhere. Sometime, take a look at your Facebook page and the things that other people, not you of course, are sharing about other people. Young people, are your Snapchats and your texts always gossip-free? I'd be willing to bet they're not. It's absolutely everywhere. Wouldn't it be nice, as Matt said, if there was a sign that just jumped up and like a neon light came up above your head, up above the person you're talking to head, warning, the conversation that you're about to hear has sinful gossip in it. I don't know that I would like that. I don't know that I would like that. But it'd be interesting. Because we don't think it's that bad. Beloved, it is serious. It is very serious. Have you ever been the target of gossip? And it's gotten back to you. And not only does it hurt about the content of what was said, but quite possibly the individuals who shared those things. Now, we joke and we laugh, and I've shared this before. There's a lot of rumors in our small town about our church and about what we do here and those kinds of things. And if you think it's easy to be likened to Jim Jones, who killed people with Kool-Aid, as the pastor of this place, that's not easy. It's very hurtful. And it's gossip because it's not true. Is gossip always false? Gossip hurts. It is destructive. And it is worthy of death. That's how serious God takes this little issue. Keep your finger in James and turn to Romans chapter 1. Do you remember this from 3.5 years ago? Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. God is outlining for us through Paul about sinful human nature, how we are without excuse, the wrath of God is being revealed against all ungodliness. And he closes chapter 1 saying this, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but they give hearty approval to those who practice them. We don't think it's that bad. It's everywhere. We don't think it's that bad. And yet the Bible tells us that the sin of gossip is worthy of death, according to the ordinance of God. How you doing so far? But it's so hard to identify. What is it? What is gossip? In his book, Matt defines it, and I'm going to work with this because I couldn't come up with a better one or improve on it in the reading that I did. Sinful gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. Bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. Is there any hope with it being so prevalent in our culture and in our lives and how bad it is to be overcome or resisted? Absolutely, there's hope. Absolutely. Gossip can be resisted. Every sin of mankind, beloved, was defeated at the cross of Christ. Every sin of mankind was defeated by the shed blood of Christ. We can be forgiven of our sinful gossip, and through the cross, we can resist the devil, and he will flee. But it is hard to identify. Sinful gossip, by definition, at least the definition we're using, is bearing bad news. That is, that we use words to do it. It comes from our mouths. Matt shared, turn to Romans or the book of Proverbs, just a few verses. Psalms, Proverbs 18:8 and 26:22 say the same thing. Proverbs 18:8 and 26:2, if you're taking notes. The words of a whisperer, a gossip, are like dainty morsels. King James probably has talebearer. And they go down into the innermost parts of the body. They are dainty morsels. They are delicious. They are like that first chip when you're having that salt craving, or that first cookie when you have that sweet craving. They're wonderful to the mouth. Your mouth is watering for it. And it sinks down deep, like a dainty morsel, deep, deep into the body. The words of a gossip. You see, we speak them. Proverbs 20, verse 19, just one page over. He who goes about as a slanderer, a talebearer, reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. He who goes about and tells tales, that's the speaker. We do this. Gossip is doing this. It's bad news. It's verbal. But also, turn back. Proverbs 17, 4. An evildoer listens to wicked lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. And so when somebody is gossiping and has a wicked tongue and a destructive tongue, and we listen to that, we're involved in gossip. So gossip isn't just speaking it, it's also listening to it. Bad news. Proverbs 10:19. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who resists his lips is wise. Okay, just want to unpack this and maybe stretch this a little bit. When there are many words, in a post, in a text, in a social media avenue, transgression is unavoidable. So not only is it verbal, but it's written. Have you ever done that? Have you ever typed up that email that has information and content in it that is gossip, and you thought about it, and you sent it anyways? Can you believe this happened? Or have you heard about so-and-so? Click. Words are used, and it's bad news. What kind of bad news? Well, it can be bad information. It can be untrue. Matt shares a story in his book where he was counseling with a young man from his church who had moved away, and this young man called him because he was having trouble with his girlfriend and they wanted to maintain their purity. And Matt assumed that they were living together, and he had told his church board and others that they were living together, and come to find out, they weren't. Not at all. Did he purposely do that? No, it's just bad information. He never checked the source. He made an assumption. We bear bad news, which can be bad information, not true things. It's bad news about someone. Young people, I've heard this repeatedly from you. It's not gossip if it's true. That's absolutely wrong. If somebody's marriage is breaking apart, that doesn't give you or I the right to talk about it behind their backs. Just because somebody at school has done something bad doesn't give you the right to tell other people about it, to tear down their character and who they are. We are all sinners saved by grace, and we need Jesus desperately. It's bad news about someone. It may be true, but it's still gossip. Proverbs 11, verse 13. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. It's better that you stop and not talk about that person and keep their secret a secret. Now, the text that was read for us. It's bearing bad news. The metaphor in James is easily identifiable. We don't really need to wrestle with, oh, I wonder what James is talking about here. We all get this. It isn't difficult at all. The tongue in our mouths sets aflame all kinds of things in our lives because it sets the course. Every species of beast and bird and reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by humanity, but no one tames the tongue. It's restless. It's full of deadly poison because with it, we sing our praises to Almighty God with our hands held high and our hearts abandoned. And then we go and have coffee. And someone who was created in the image of God is a dainty morsel in our mouth, and we share. Can't be that way. Fresh water doesn't come from salt water. A fountain can't produce both a refreshing water and a bitter water. You plant an apple tree, you get apples. You plant a thorn bush, you get thorns. It shouldn't be this way. And so James just hammers us with this little muscle in our mouth that so totally upsets us and evil issues forth from it. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone who is truly bitter in their soul? It can get hard to listen to because their words pierce. They might not be talking about you. They might be telling you a story from their childhood. But the physical pain it causes you is very real. You almost wince at it. It may be true, but it's still gossip. And it's behind someone's back. It's bad news. It's bad information. It's bad news about somebody. It can be bad news for somebody. It's behind someone's back. So the typical kind of responses in resisting gossip to being behind someone's back is to really ask yourselves in the midst of the conversation, would I be saying that if they were standing right here? A lot of us say that. A lot. Oh, I'd say this in front of them. Would you really? Would you really be honest with yourself and say, you know, if so-and-so were here, would I really be sharing that? If this teacher was in this teacher's lounge, would I be listening to this conversation about them? They're halfway across the room. If they were standing in this little circle in the foyer in the narthex over there, would I be saying this just now? Be honest with yourself. Am I hiding this conversation? Do I not want other people to hear it? Would I want someone talking about me this way if I wasn't there? You see, that's behind someone's back, whether it's in our hearts or in our minds or face-to-face. Being honest with ourselves, bad news behind someone's back. Now, gossip in Christian circles has coverings. We share prayer requests with each other, which is important to do. And we need to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we do need to pray for one another. I need you to pray for me, and you need me to pray for you, beloved, and so I need the details. Oh, I want to pray more wisely. But you see, that's a covering at times. And we'll get to that in a minute. But we also think that the information we're sharing about someone else is being a peacemaker. Well, you know, so-and-so is having trouble with so-and-so, and I just want to make peace. And the answer to that is, well, why are you talking to me about it? You go to them. You don't go to me. They got to go to each other. You know, I don't need to know this. But we dress it up. Oh, I'm just trying to make peace. No, you're not. You're gossiping. See, but that's Christian covering. Oh, I just want to find a way to encourage this person, Pastor. We need to encourage one another. We need to be with one another. However, in those circumstances, we can say positive things. We do need godly counsel for parents who have trouble with their teens, for marriages who are in trouble. You know, if you're coming into my office or talking to each other to find godly wisdom on things, you do need to share information without the person being there. And so it gets a little tricky in identifying it. But the last part of the definition is the key. It's hard to identify, but if we can identify it, we can resist it. And that's where we're going, beloved. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk more about resisting it and replacing it. And then reconciling. And then we'll be into Christmas. It's bad news about behind someone's back out of a bad heart. Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 12, well, let's turn there. This will be the last scripture for the day. Matthew chapter 12. Verse 34. And you can read that whole section. It's actually very good. Well, all of Scripture is very good, but it all hangs together. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, let's start at verse 33, just to gear into it. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The Bible tells us that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. How many of you like Duck Dynasty? Yeah, amen. Yeah, we do. We like it. So, and liking it comes from our hearts. This is my heart. This is your heart. Okay? This is our heart. Can you see me back there? out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth will speak. Oh, I'm sorry. Why is there water on our stage right now? I'm asking. Anybody know why? Maria? Yeah, because I made a mess. Out of the overflow of my heart, my mouth spoke. Why isn't there Mountain Dew on our stage right now? Because I wasn't pouring Mountain Dew in here. What overflows and comes out of my mouth, the issues of my life flow from my heart. Not my emotional heart, I mean, that's part of it, but the innermost parts of my being. And that's exactly what'll happen. Plus, if I would have poured Mountain Dew there, I think I would have been in a lot more trouble. Water will dry. And there are towels there. You can't see them. If the heart is good, what flows out of the mouth will be good. If the heart is bad and full of bitterness and wickedness and pain, and those things, what comes out of our mouth will be gossip. It will be destructive. It will cause pain. And these things should not be according to God's word. So where is our hope? Our hope is in Jesus Christ, who said he came to take out a heart of flesh, or out a heart of stone, and put in a heart of flesh, who said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And in a few minutes, who said, "This is the cup of my blood, the blood of a new covenant. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Out of the overflow of our hearts, we will speak. Gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back out of a bad heart. The only hope we have to resist gossip is through the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's where we're headed next week. Well, week after next. Let us pray together. Father, we do thank you for the blessing of knowing you and loving you. We pray that even as we proceed and continue to worship this morning, that our hearts would be made right. And that, Lord, you would help us to be able to wrestle with the fact that it's everywhere, the fact that it is bad, and the fact that it's hard to identify. Lord, I know what's going to happen when we end this service today and we go back for refreshments. It's going to be real quiet for a while. Lord, help us to love you and to love one another, and to know that as we relate to one another, that this sin is lurking, but we don't have to give in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will continue to